Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to Noonday Ministry. Your host is Elder Dorothy Hall. I bring you greetings on behalf of my pastor, Elder Franklin Brown, and assistant pastor, Ethel Brown, from Noonday. We are located at, and we get reopened at 501 South Delaware Avenue, the land, Florida, if the Lord allow us to go back into the building. He's going to open up doors for us to go into our own building. So that is our prayer. God is so merciful and faithful. He said, asking it shall be given, seeking ye shall find, not, and the door will be open. We ask in this in the name of Jesus. I just have a little portion of James Cleveland's song to sing, and I hope I can get it in the right tune. I've been singing a cappella for years, and so I hope I can get it in the right key. I don't feel no way tired. I come too far from where I started on. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. To my pastor and co-pastor, I don't feel no waste time. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. No matter what we're going through, he did not bring us this far to leave us. Like my pastor was saying on his message on Sunday, the Lord is watching over you. No matter what we're going through, he's watching over you. Say a short prayer. Our Father God Almighty, we recognize that you're God all by yourself. You're God that is faithful to your word. We just say, Lord, we thank you for our early rising this morning. And our right mind had activity of our limb. Lord, and we didn't get no news that our sister or brother or mom had gone on to be with you. Lord, and we might be selfish, but we praying that you'll grant us a long life. That you will satisfy us with long life. And show us your salvation. Lord God, you said in your word that you would give us desires of our heart. Lord, I pray for Leah today, my grandchild. Lord God, she's about to make a move, Lord God. Let her be moving for the right reason, Lord God. I know you're able to just keep her and keep all you young people. Protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Danger seen and danger unseen. Lord, in this virus, this pandemic, Lord, we know that you is in control of it all. Reveal to the scientists what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Because if you don't give them wisdom and knowledge, they will be lost. Lord, look down upon this nation. Look down upon our president, all those in leadership authority. Have mercy, Lord God. Let them know that they don't have no power, that you have all power in heaven and earth was given unto you. And, Lord, we are leaning and we are depending upon you to bring us through. Because if you don't do it, it won't get done. So, Lord God, I'm going to lift up my eyes into the hill from whence cometh my help. All my help come from the Lord. Those that are sick, shut in, incarcerated, please be with them. Those that are sick, heal them. If it be your holy and your righteous will. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you because you're worthy to be praised. Lord God, there is none like you. There is none that can heal the sick like you, raise the dead like you, cast out demons the way you do, make the blind see like you do, make the lame walk like you do, Lord God. And I look the whole world through, Lord God, still I will find none like you. Because you awesome in your power, and you are so faithful to your word. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. How you have brought me down through the years, Lord God. I just thank you and praise your name. I can't do enough for you, Lord God. I can't serve you enough. I can't give you enough, Lord God. But what I have, I give them to you. I give them you my body, my heart, my soul, my mind. It all belongs to you. I'm not in charge no more. We was bought with a price, and that price was the precious blood of Jesus that he shed on Calvary. Just for the sins of the world, he took on just for you and I. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I magnify your name. Now, Lord, as I sit here to expound on your word, let me decrease as you increase. Your word, but not mine. Take full control, Lord God. And I thank you and I praise you. Now, Lord, let the words in my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Lord, I just thank God, and I just can't praise him enough for all that he has done for me. The things that he brought me through and brought me out, I can't thank him enough. I'm going to tell you, sometimes you can do things for the wrong reason. And I have a testimony. I'm going to share this with you. And I don't know I'm going to share my personal life with nobody. But my kids, they know. But after my husband died, after 8 years, I remarried. And I was married about 3 years, and I had told the Lord I would never wanted to get no divorce. And we separated around 3 years after that. We had been separated for about 22 years. I tried to get in touch with him so I can get insurance on him. He wanted to come down here, but I didn't know what to do. So God, he intervened. What God allowed to happen, he took him out of the world, meaning he passed about a month and a half ago. And I just thank God for what he does in my life. It wasn't his will, because I made it clear I could never have a relationship with you again if you came down here. But God knew that wasn't the plan that he had for my life. So he intervened. And God don't make no mistake. No matter what it looked like, seemed like, God is in full control of your life. And I told the Lord, my life belongs to you. I'm no more my own, but it belongs to you. I just want to share that with you. And this ought to coincide with my message for today, is defeating temptation. Last week it was growing through temptation. This week it's going to be defeating temptation. Defeat means to eliminate. Don't do it. Temptation is enticement. And what I'm going to do, first of all, I'm going to read you some scriptures. Go to Matthew with me, the 4th chapter. See, Jesus is our example. He don't tell us to do anything he know we can't do. If we're born again and accept him as who he is. So it said in the 4th chapter, beginning at that first verse, then was Jesus led up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He was led up there to be tempted of the devil. Jesus knowing all things. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. Here goes the devil, Satan. And when the tempter, meaning Satan, came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Using this word, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. How we combat Satan is with the word of God. But he answered and said, Jesus, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Satan always coming back with something. Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and had a nerve and said unto him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning you, and their hand they shall bear you up, lest any time you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus come back again with the word. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, you should not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world. Said the earth and the Lord, the fullness thereof. So Satan don't have nothing. Kingdom of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee, Satan, for it is written, you should not worship the Lord your God, and in him only shall you serve. God, he is awesome. His word is awesome. All you got to do is stand on the word of God. Our word would never fail. It won't go out void. It will accomplish that which he intended for it to accomplish. Then how do we fight Satan? With the word of God. You got to have the word embedded in your heart and in your mind. And in order to do that, you got to study the word of God. When the enemy come at you, you can quote the scripture to him. When a soldier go into the military, he go into training. They give him everything that he needs in battle.
to combat the enemy. I'm just trying to act up again, but Satan, you get behind me, for it is written. Go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Give you time to go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. That 13th verse. So wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Paul said, I want you to stand there, having your loins girded about with truth, the truth of the cross, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, and your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, this is what you need. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's what you need. That's your sword right there to combat the enemy. And Spirit, which is the word of God. Study that word. Remember that word. Meditate on that word. Then Paul said in that 18th verse, to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. That's God's word. He give us our weapon. And I'm going to give you something else. 2 Timothy 2 and 22 said, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, follow faith, follow charity, follow peace with them who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. I'm telling you, run from anything that give you evil thoughts, but stay close to anything that makes you want to do right. And I think I told you this last week. This in 2 Corinthians 10 and 13 tells us, there has no temptation taken you, but such as it is common to man. But God, he is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. That no temptation that you can bear with Christ. James said, submit to God. You got to be submit yourself to God. And then resist the devil, and then he will flee from you. You may sometimes feel that a temptation is too overpowering for you to bear. But that's a lie from Satan. God has promised never to allow more on you than he put within you to handle it. He will not permit any temptation that you could not overcome. You must do four biblical keys to defeating temptation. You must refocus your attention on something else. Temptation always begins with a thought. The battle is won or lost in the mind. What he put in that mind. Some people mind just run away with them. That's why Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust upon a young woman. That's Job 31 and 1. Psalms 119:37. Turn away my eyes from withholding vanity. It's David. Because he knew the trouble that he had gotten himself in by lusting at a woman. Fix your thought on Jesus. Always think about Jesus Christ. Fill your mind with those things that are good and that deserve praise. Things that are true. Things that are noble. Things that are right. Things that are pure. Things that are lovely and honorable. Step 2, reveal your struggle to a godly friend, not anybody, a godly friend of support group. Then James 5:16 say, confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. God will heal you. Look to God. Sometimes you need it in a hurry. Lord, come see about me. The enemy is trying to overtake me, but I'm going to focus my mind on you because I know what you can do for me. I know that you can bring me through. I know that you will not allow me to be tempted beyond what I can endure. I know that because you are faithful to your word, and I know what you said in your word. And I'm standing on your word. God's solution is plain. Don't repress it. Confess it. Don't conceal it. Reveal it. Step 3. I told you this. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You got to submit yourself, though, to God. Then you can resist the devil. God is awesome. He is so merciful. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God will do just what he said he will do. If he said he will bring us out, he's going to do that. Rely on Jesus. He is our source. He is our example. He's telling us what to do. He's telling us how to fight the enemy through his word. Study his word. Show thyself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study your word, and then you'll know what to do when the enemy come up on you. And trust me, he will. Any kind of way he can, he will come up on you. And he use the same strategy all the time. He don't do nothing different. And the worst mistake you can make with Satan is get in a conversation with him. He's going to win because he had over 2,000 years of practicing this. Don't get in no conversation. That's why Eve made her mistake. When she got into a conversation with Satan, caused them to sin, bought her a lie. God tell you this because you might become gods and this and so on. And she fell for it. He a liar and he the father of lies. So don't let him entice you. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. When you've done all this thing, stand and stand on the word of God. God said, casting all your cares upon me. In other words, I know what you're going to go through down here. I know you're going to be tempted, but I have a way out for you. And that way is me. Lean on me. When you're not strong, Lean on me. That's what Jesus wanted us to do. Lean on him. That's where our strength come from. Paul said, when I'm weak, that is when I'm strong. Because I learned to lean and depend on my Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, I know we're going to go through down here. You know we're going to go through down here. But we all, God always have given us a way out. Said no to Satan and yes to God. And you'll be all right. You can win the battle. You can win the battle. When he brings things to you, refocus your attention like I told you. Get your mind on Christ and him crucified. Keep your mind on Christ and what he did on the cross. Keep your mind on Christ when he took on the sins of the world that we may be made the righteousness of God. He said when he arose, I have all power in my hand. So he had the power from falling. Now unto him that will do exceedingly abundantly more than you can even think of that, according to the power that worketh in you. God will do just what he said he's going to do. Refocus. Refocus. If I would have been in the law years ago, I wouldn't have made the mistake I made in my life. The things that I've done, how I allow Satan to use me. But now I thank God I don't believe he bought me this far to leave me. I don't believe he bought you this far to leave you. Just keep your hand in the winding chain. Keep your mind and heart on Jesus. Pray always with supplication unto God. And God will hear and answer your prayer. God is able. To my pastor, my assistant pastor, God is able to give us desires of our heart. And I'm saying to the members at noonday, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And we know, all know, what one of those desires I know are. And Jesus, he's going to come through. He got it all worked out. So be encouraged. God got it. He got it. Thank God for Jesus. There's none like him. There's nobody like him. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody. But God is able. Keep your hearts and mind focused on Christ and him crucified. I will be back here the correct time on next Tuesday at 2 p.m. So those that are listening to me today, next Tuesday at 2 p.m., I'll make sure that the time is set right in the computer. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. Remember how to defeat temptation. God bless.